I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. 11 human rights activists, including the Turkish director of Amnesty International, are to face trial next week on terrorism charges in Turkey. They are among the thousands of people swept up in a huge crackdown in the country following last year's attempted coup that left at least 240 people dead. Government officials have defended the post-coup actions, saying they have a responsibility to protect the country from another uprising. But Human Rights Watch reports the government has embarked on what it's calling a wholesale purge of public officials, police, teachers, judges, and prosecutors. People have lost their jobs, been detained, and arrested. The New York Times reports that about a dozen Americans are among those facing prison sentences. The Committee to Protect Journalists found that Turkey accounted for nearly a third of all journalists jailed around the world in 2016. I spoke to two Connecticut residents from Turkey about the situation. One is a researcher, the other a former teacher. Both ask that we not use their names to protect family members still living in Turkey.
My cousin has been in prison for over a year now. He was a teacher at a government school, and they accused him with being a terrorist because he had money in a certain bank, and his daughter was going to a private school. This is his only crime, and he was a really good teacher. I don't know.
Since after the coup, people are so afraid to talk, I am afraid to call my friends. It can sound funny, but they could also arrest people because they get a phone call from US. So I don't want to make people's lives harder. But I knew, for example, it is an interesting example for me. I had my friend that we were friends in college. And I came here, and then we were still talking on the phone like every once in a while. While I was doing my studies here. Then, I think a month ago, I called him. And before I called him, I tried to reach him through WhatsApp and stuff. And I couldn't reach him. I said, what's going on? Maybe he changed his number or something. Then I reached him, and he said that I got out of jail. I spent 6 months in the jail. And then I'm sentenced to 6 years and 3 months to serve in the jail.
On what charges?
Being a member of armed terrorist organization. And the evidence was a phone application called Bylock that people used to message with. That was the only evidence.
Here in the U.S., we hear about Turkey. It feels like a place far away. We hear these staggering numbers of detentions and arrests. Can you tell why this is important?
I think it matters because Turkey is still an ally for U.S. And we are still under the European laws, which is basic human rights, freedom of speech, democratic elections, and all those things. What's happening in Turkey right now is against all of the human rights.
Another thing is there is a human crime in Turkey now. For example, there are, the last number is more than 500 kids in prison with their mothers now. And for nothing. There are sick people, old people. My father-in-law was arrested. He's over 60 and he has been cancer for 10 years. He stayed in prison for more than 4 months and he was on chemotherapy. And after he was released, my sister-in-law was detained. And she had two small kids, and she stayed in prison for 4 or 5 months. So this is something other people also should say something. In this way, they can maybe change this.
What's it like for you living abroad during this period in Turkish history?
I feel I am one of the very lucky Turkish citizens living in this time period, because being free, speaking free, thinking free is a wonderful thing.
I think I feel safe here because after the coup, I was in Turkey like for 3 weeks and it was a nightmare. I couldn't sleep, I couldn't eat anything because there was a lot of psychological pressure. Even my neighbors, for example, I lived nearly 10 years in the same house. They loved me, I loved them, but they started not to talk to me and I didn't feel safe. I was alone. My husband was not with me during that time. And I was afraid for my daughter. I was afraid for myself. But after I came here, of course, we had some difficulties. My daughter had some problems. We had financial difficulties, but we can work and we can get rid of the other problems. I mean, for example, my daughter is better. She's good now. Feeling safe, I think it's more important. And I feel safe to be here now.
Thank you very much for speaking this morning.
Thanks for calling us.
Thank you for inviting.
Two Connecticut residents from Turkey. They asked that we not use their names in order to protect their families still living in Turkey. Diane Orson, WNPR News.